Is the season to spend money. In 2010, the average American spent about $690 on holiday items. Last year in 2011, holiday spending jumped 15%. And this time of year not only puts a big dent in your wallet, it can also send some mixed messages to kids about the responsibility of finances. So joining us live to talk more about your kids and their money is John Lanza, a youth financial literacy expert and the creator of the Money Mammals program. Hi, John. Welcome to WTOP.
Oh, nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we want to talk a little bit about kids and how they should be financially responsible with the money they get at the holidays. There's a lot of attention on material items this time of year. Is that even possible?
You know, it is, and I think there's a few key things you can do. I think, one, you can kind of emphasize traditions and family rather than gifts. You can also have them focus on doing, say, handmade gifts. Tell them that's what you'd prefer. You'd rather have them make a handmade gift for you. I think the other thing is lead by example. Don't spend too lavishly on yourselves. And make sure that whatever you're getting is something that maybe the family has an idea that you've kind of wanted for a long time. Maybe you set a goal to have a flat screen TV or something like that. Just focus more on traditions and family than on the material things.
And I know many families this time of year try to keep themselves grounded by giving back and finding charitable ways to help others during the holiday season. How much does that help the young ones as well?
I think that's a great idea. And I think one of the foundations of what we talk about is anytime kids get money, whether it's with an allowance or whether it's with money that they might be getting kind of large amounts at Christmas, have them make choices, because financial literacy is really about making smart choices. So have them break down part of the money they receive and put some into a save jar, for example, some into what we call a share jar, which would be for charitable giving, and then some into the spend smart jar so they can actually spend some of that money, use some of the money that they've come in, that's come in, but go back to that share jar and find something, either go online with them, find a local charity. A lot of times the schools will have something that they're giving back to, whether it's relief for some kind of, the Haitian earthquake or the Japanese tsunami or some other local charity. Help them find a charity so they can give that money back or a portion of that money back.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. Talk about making money mistakes and whether or not it's important to teach your kids that things happen, and perhaps you'd like to invest some of your money. It might not be a smart investment in the long run. Is that okay?
I think it's really important. They do make mistakes, and they learn by making mistakes, you know, because and you want to do this early. So we advocate giving them an allowance, and like I talked about, breaking it down into, say, the save amount, a share amount, and then a spend smart amount. And then give them some autonomy over that spend money so they can spend the money, have a little power, understand when they might have bought something that they didn't want. You can kind of coach them along, and you can even suggest to them, maybe they don't want to buy that thing, maybe they should wait a week before they buy whatever item it is. But let them make these little mistakes later so that they don't make really, really big ones down the road. Most importantly, we want kids to be comfortable with money. We don't want it to be a taboo subject. We want it to be something that they're comfortable with. And as they grow older, they can be comfortable with larger amounts that come in and hopefully make less mistakes as they grow older.
John, a very important topic. We hope to have you back on to continue the discussion as we move into the new year.